60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocate.
And good afternoon. We're back. This is the Devil's Advocates radio show. Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Good afternoon, America. My name is Jim Santel. As I said before the break, I'm sitting in, standing in for Mike Kruth this afternoon, who is out doing the business of this radio station to keep it on the air, to keep it alive, keep it active, keep it engaged with you on the important issues of our time. I'm delighted to be here, joined in the studio as my producer is Evan. And we're taking your calls this afternoon at 844-967-2789. That number once again, 844-967-2789. I promised at the start of the show, at the top of the hour, we're spending most of our time this afternoon, virtually all of our time, talking about what happened for the previous couple of hours in the House J6 Committee, reviewing once again the events of January 6th, the things leading up to it, the events of that day. We heard a lot about that today. And then also the events that followed it, but providing context for all Americans to understand what happened on that day that changed forever America. We know that in advance of today's hearing, one of the principal presenters, one of the principal committee members who is responsible for offering up some of the testimony today, her name is Stephanie Murphy. She is a representative from the state of Florida. And she told us in advance of the hearing today what we could expect. She said, we will lay out the body of evidence that we have that talks about how the presidents, and she's talking there about President Donald Trump, tweet in the wee hours of December 19th, we'll get back to that also, of be there, be wild, that's in quotes because that's what the tweet said, was a siren call, Representative Murphy said, to these folks coming to Washington, D.C. She referred to this tweet that specifically said, big protest in D.C. on January 6th, the president wrote, be there, will be wild, as I just said. And Stephanie Murphy, the representative, member of the J6 committee from Florida, went on to say, we're going to connect the dots during these hearings between these groups. She's talking specifically about groups like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and others. Between these groups and those who are trying in government circles to overturn the election. This is Stephanie Murphy telling us in advance what the agenda was for today. I think you have to reach your own conclusions, she went on to say. But based on the events leading up to the day, January 6th, I think that would be a logical conclusion. There are, in fact, these ties between those officials, those people who we expected more of in terms of supporting and continuing the government of our nation, and those people who were designing and planning and did, in fact, attempt to overthrow our government, like the Oath Keepers and a fellow named Stuart Rhodes and the Proud Boys and a fellow named Enrique Torrio, both of whom and their companions have been indicted by the United States Department of Justice for seditious conspiracy, using force to overthrow the government. So the connections between those groups and others and people in positions of responsibility, of authority at the White House and other places in Washington, D.C. before, during, and after January 6th. That was going to be the focus of the J6 committee hearings today. And in fact, it was. Let's begin with some of the review of that included not only Stephanie Murphy's presentation, but also hearing once again from Jamie Raskin. Jamie Raskin, who's a U.S. representative from Maryland. We may remember him well. Jamie Raskin was one of the principal presenters for the impeachment proceedings that happened in the wake of January 6th. He was the House presenter, the House litigator, if you will. Also a major player in today's presentation. It started, however, with some very compelling words from the chairman of the committee, Benny Thompson. You know what he said? He said, we settle our differences at the ballot box. He started at the very start of the committee hearing today. He said, you know, there are many times when we're on the losing sides of things, and we may protest, we may organize, we may plan for the next election, but the thing we don't do, Benny Thompson said, is we don't turn violent. We don't use force and harassment and intimidation. Intimidate people, plainly a direction headed in Donald Trump's sight, if you will, alleging that he did all of that and responded inappropriately, inconsistent with history. Benny Thompson saying, we settle our differences in the ballot box. We don't do what the president and other people encourage people to do on, before, and frankly, after January 6th as well. And so he talked about this last-ditch effort that the president had to try to maintain his power, try to maintain his position. position in the White House that plainly failed. Nonetheless, he summoned a mob, and that was the principal focus of today's hearing, the connection between what the president and others did to get that mob here and to bring them to Washington, D.C., to attempt to overthrow the government, and certainly to attempt to stop the counting of electoral votes on that day. He was followed by the vice chair of the committee, Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, representative from Wyoming, as you well know, who talked again, always drops these very interesting tidbits, if you will. And she did again today, both before and at the very end of the hearing. There's one at the very end that we'll also get to, anticipating the next hearing as well. But at the very start, she said, you know, for a long period of time, as we looked at this period from about December 14th, which is a seminal date today, and January 6th, everyone was talking, it was close to Trump, about how the election had not been stolen. And there was this notion that we're, you know, our defense to our involvement was going to be that we said those kinds of things. Now, she said at the very outset that instead we're hearing recently that the president was misled. It was persuaded by others, blaming people like John Eastman, who was the author of this memorandum, this design to overthrow the process. Sidney Powell, whose name we'll also hear a lot about this afternoon as well, that he was persuaded, perhaps even duped by these other people. And she gave us this insight into where the committee is going today in understanding all the things we're hearing, this change, if you will, in defense from the election not being stolen or being stolen, depending upon which side of the fence you're on. But now that the president's defense is going to be, you know what, I may have been misled by others. That's what Liz Cheney said at the start of the hearing. And we're going to chat more about the substance of that. She's going to talk, as she did, we're going to talk more about what the vice chair, or the people the vice chair called the crazies, and the blame she placed upon them as we come back here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, 844-967-2789.